This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to communicate role expectations clearly to prevent synergy-breaking confusion. A practical system for setting role clarity that keeps teams in sync. In short, after reading this, you will know how to communicate role expectations clearly so your team can work together without confusion, overlap, or drop responsibilities. Map every role against your team's shared goal before any conversation starts. Confirm each person's understanding in a direct, one-on-one conversation. Write it down, share it with the team, and revisit it on a regular schedule. Definition: role expectations clarity is the shared understanding within a team of who's responsible for what, where each person's authority begins and ends, and what success looks like for every role, so the team can work together without friction or wasted effort. Introduction. 3 months into a new project, Sarah found out that her colleague had been quietly rebuilding the same client database she had spent 6 weeks developing. Neither of them knew the other was doing it. Their manager had never said who owned that work. 2 months of effort gone, and the team synergy they had built early in the project quietly collapsed along with it. This is not a story about incompetence. It is a story about what happens when role expectations clarity is never established. People fill in the blanks with their own assumptions, and those assumptions rarely match. The deeper problem is not that managers forget to communicate expectations. It is that many believe they already have, when all they have done is described a job title. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for communicating role expectations so your team can stop guessing and start pulling in the same direction. If you are still unsure what role clarity means in practice, what is role clarity, and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy is the right place to start. Why building team synergy around clear roles is harder than it looks. Knowing that your team needs clear roles and actually creating the clarity are two entirely different things. I have watched smart, well-meaning managers nod along to this idea for years without ever doing the work. The gap between understanding and doing is wider than most people admit. Here is why this is genuinely difficult. Roles shift constantly. Teams grow, projects change scope, and people take on extra responsibilities informally. What was clear 6 months ago may no longer reflect how the team actually works today, and no one stops to update the map. Assumptions travel quietly. When a manager says you own the client relationship, one person hears that as a strategic role, and another hears it as an admin task. The same words mean different things to different people, and no one realizes the gap until something breaks. Clarity conversations feel awkward. Many managers worry that spelling out role boundaries will make people feel distrusted or micromanaged. So they keep things loose, and the team pays the price in confusion and conflict. Written role descriptions gather dust. Even when expectations are documented, they sit in a folder no one reopens. Documentation without conversation is just paper. Team synergy creates interdependence. The closer a team works together, the more their roles overlap at the edges. Those edges are where friction lies, and they require ongoing attention, not a one-time fix. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one. Your team's shared goal. Every role on your team exists to serve a common purpose. Before you can define what each person owns, you need to be able to state the team's goal in one clear sentence. If you cannot do that, your role conversations will lack an anchor and people will default to protecting territory rather than serving the mission. Number two, your own honest view of the current confusion. Before you communicate expectations, you need to know where the gaps and overlaps actually are. Think through your team honestly, who's doing work that belongs to someone else, who's unclear on their scope, and where decisions are getting stuck because ownership is ambiguous. This is not a blame exercise. It is a diagnosis. Number three, a genuine commitment to consistency. Setting role expectations once is not enough. You're building a living system, not writing a policy document. If you're not willing to revisit and update expectations as the team evolves, the conversation will lose credibility quickly. Commit to the ongoing practice before you start the first conversation. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Map every role against the team's shared goal. This step is the foundation of everything that follows. because it forces you to think about roles in terms of contribution rather than job title. Take a blank sheet of paper and write your team shared goal at the top. Then list each person on your team and write one sentence answering this question. What is the single most important thing this person contributes toward that goal? This exercise often reveals uncomfortable truths. You will find people whose role has drifted away from the goal, or two people contributing the same thing, or a gap where nobody owns a critical function. Write the team goal at the top of a page in one sentence, and do not move forward until you can do this without hesitation. List every team member, and write one contribution sentence per person, focused on outcome rather than activity. Circle any contributions that overlap between two or more people and note any gaps where no one owns a critical function. Mark roles that have shifted informally over the last 6 months, even if the job description has not changed. Example, a team leader in a marketing department wrote your team's goal as generate qualified leads that the sales team can close within 30 days. When she mapped her four team members against it, she found two people both believed they owned campaign reporting. One had been doing it for months. The other had just started doing it without telling anyone. That map, drawn in 10 minutes, saved weeks of future conflict. Once your map is complete, you have the raw material for every conversation that follows. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 2. Hold a one-on-one expectation conversation with each person. A group announcement about roles is not a substitute for a real conversation. People do not absorb shared expectations in group settings. They nod and then carry on with their own interpretation. One-on-one conversations are where genuine understanding happens. Schedule a focused 20-minute meeting with each team member. Come prepared with your role map and three specific questions. Do not fill all the airtime yourself. The goal of this conversation is to hear how the other person currently understands their role, and then align that understanding with what you need from them. Give each person the chance to push back or flag confusion before you set anything in stone. Open with, I want to make sure we are completely aligned on what your role is here and where your focus should be. Ask, in your own words, what do you see as the most important thing you are responsible for? Share your one-sentence contribution statement and ask, does that match how you see it, or is there something I'm missing? Ask, where does your work end and someone else's begin? Are there any areas where you are not sure who owns what? Close by summarizing what you have agreed and telling them you will send it in writing before the end of the day. Script. I want to be straight with you about what I see as the core of your role, and I want to hear your honest read on it too. From where I sit, our biggest contribution to the team is keeping our client communication consistent so nothing falls between cracks. Does that match how you've been thinking about it? Then stop talking and listen. This is also a good moment to reference scripts for addressing role confusion that is silently undermining your team's synergy if you are not sure how to open a conversation where confusion has already caused tension. Step 3. Write it down and share it with the full team. The spoken word is fragile. Memory is selective, and people tend to remember the version of a conversation that suits them. Written role expectations are not bureaucracy. They are the team's shared reference point. After each one-on-one, write a short summary of what was agreed. It does not need to be a formal document. A half page per person is enough. It should cover the person's core contribution, the specific areas they own, the areas they do not own, and any shared responsibilities where they need to coordinate with someone else. Draft a one-page role summary for each team member within 24 hours of your conversation, while it is still fresh. Use plain, direct language. Avoid the passive voice and vague phrases like supports the team with or assists in managing. Include one sentence on where their role ends. You own the client brief process up to the point of sign-off. From there, delivery sits with the project team. Share all role summaries with the full team, not just with individuals. Transparency prevents the "I didn't know that was yours" problem. Ask each person to read the summaries and flag anything that seems wrong or unclear within 48 hours. Example. One manager I worked with shared her role summaries in a shared document and discovered that two of her team members each thought the other person was responsible for quality checks before client delivery. Neither of them had ever said so. The document surfaced it in an afternoon. The problem had existed, silently, for 4 months. If you want to build the kind of openness that makes this process feel safe rather than threatening, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy will give you the foundation you need. Written agreements also serve as a practical tool for onboarding new team members and for resolving disputes when confusion resurfaces later. Step 4. Address overlaps and gaps as a team. Once individual roles are written down and shared, the overlaps and gaps become visible to everyone. This is the moment most managers skip, and it is where team synergy either strengthens or quietly fractures. Bring the team together for a single focused meeting. Your job in this meeting is not to solve every problem yourself. It is to name what you see and let the team work through it together. People are far more committed to role boundaries they helped define than to ones handed down from above. Open the meeting by naming the two or three specific overlaps or gaps you identified in your mapping exercise. For each one, ask the team, who should own this? And what does that actually mean day to day? Resist the urge to answer your own question. Hold the silence and let people respond. When agreement is reached, write it on the shared document in real time so everyone sees the outcome before they leave the room. Close by asking, is there anything on this map that still feels unclear or unfair? And mean it when you ask. This is also where how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it becomes relevant, because resolving overlaps sometimes requires honest peer-to-peer feedback about working patterns that have developed over time. The closing question in this meeting is more important than the opening statement. If people leave with unspoken concerns, those concerns will surface later as conflict. Step 5. Build a regular review into your team rhythm. Role clarity is not a one-time event. Teams shift. Projects evolve. People grow into their roles or stretch beyond them. A system with no review process will degrade within months. The most practical approach is to build a short role check-in into your existing team rhythm. You do not need a separate meeting for this. A 10-minute segment at the end of your monthly team meeting is enough to catch drift before it becomes confusion. The goal is to make role alignment a normal, low-stakes conversation rather than a crisis intervention. Schedule a 10-minute role check-in at the end of your monthly team meeting and protect the time. Use a simple prompt. Is there anything about your current role that feels unclear or that has shifted since we last reviewed it? Trigger an immediate role review after any significant change, a new hire, a team restructure, a new project, or a change in strategy. Keep the shared role document live and editable so updates can be made as soon as things change, not 3 months later. Celebrate when someone flags a role conflict early. That is exactly the behavior you want more of. Script. I want to spend 10 minutes on role clarity before we close. Nothing formal. Just is there anything in how we are working together that has become unclear or that has shifted since we last talked about it? If you have noticed something, now is the right time to name it. I cover the structure for these ongoing check-in conversations and say it right every time, including word-for-word scripts for the moments when someone names a role conflict that surprises the rest of the team. How feedback loops boost team synergy is worth reading alongside this step, because regular role reviews work best when they are embedded inside a broader culture of honest, ongoing feedback. After this step, your team has a living system, not a document that sits in a drawer. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Remote and hybrid teams face a specific version of the role clarity problem. The informal cues that help people calibrate expectations in a shared office simply do not exist. You cannot overhear a colleague's conversation and realize you're duplicating their work. Confusion travels faster and corrects more slowly when the team is distributed. Replace hallway calibration with structured check-ins. In a physical office, people naturally talk through minor role questions without scheduling a meeting. Remote teams need a designated channel or a brief weekly stand-up where these same small clarifications can happen without becoming a bureaucratic event. Be more explicit in writing. Remote team members rely on written communication far more than their in-office counterparts. Your role summaries need to be more detailed and more precise, because there is no chance to clarify with a quick question at someone's desk. Use asynchronous tools deliberately. A shared document where team members can flag role questions or note when they have taken on a new responsibility keeps the role map current without requiring constant meetings. Make it easy to update and easy to find. Schedule video calls for role conversations, not email. The one-on-one expectation conversation in step 2 must happen on a video call, not in writing. The nuance of that conversation, the pauses, the hesitation, the body language that tells you someone is uncertain, disappears entirely in text. Check for time zone-driven gaps. In distributed teams, role gaps often form along time zone lines. Tasks that need a handover between morning and afternoon shifts are especially vulnerable to ownership confusion. Name those handover points explicitly. The core process holds in every environment. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid when communicating role expectations. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: announcing roles in a group meeting and assuming the job is done. Why it happens: group announcements feel efficient and feel like transparency. What to do instead? Follow every group announcement with individual one-on-one conversations to confirm real understanding. The mistake: writing role summaries using vague language like supports, assists, or contributes to. Why it happens: vague language feels less confrontational and easier to write quickly. What to do instead? Use direct, outcome-focused language. Owns, decides, is responsible for delivering. The mistake: setting role expectations and never revisiting them. Why it happens: the initial conversation feels complete and managers move on to the next urgent task. What to do instead? Build a quarterly review into your calendar the same day you have the first role conversation. The mistake: avoiding the conversation about overlaps because it feels awkward. Why it happens: naming an overlap can feel like accusing someone of overstepping. What to do instead? Frame it as a system question, not a performance question. We have a gap in who owns this. Let us fix the system. The mistake: keeping role summaries private instead of sharing them with the whole team. Why it happens: managers worry that sharing everyone's role will create comparison and resentment. What to do instead? Share all summaries openly. Transparency prevents the assumption that someone is hiding territory. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. If you recognize the avoidance pattern in yourself, why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy will help you understand exactly why it happens and how to move past it. And when you're ready to have the conversation you've been putting off, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team synergy gives you way in. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each review cycle. I can state my team's shared goal in one clear sentence. I have mapped every team member's core contribution against that goal. I have identified all current overlaps and gaps in role ownership. I've held a one-on-one expectation conversation with each team member. I've written a role summary for each person and shared it with the full team. I have addressed every overlap and gap as a team, not just in private. Each role summary uses direct, outcome-focused language with no vague phrases. Every team member has confirmed their understanding in writing or in a meeting. I have a regular role review scheduled in my team calendar. My role summaries are stored somewhere the whole team can access and update. I have created a clear channel for flagging new role confusion as it emerges. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a practical, step-by-step process for communicating role expectations clearly, and you have the tools to keep that clarity alive as your team evolves. This is not something you do once. It is something you build into the rhythm of how your team works. Map every role against your team's shared goal before you talk to anyone. Hold a direct one-on-one conversation with each team member to confirm real understanding. Write down what was agreed and share it transparently with the whole team. Resolve overlaps and gaps together as a group, not behind closed doors. Build a regular review into your team rhythm so clarity does not decay over time. Use direct, outcome-focused language in all role documentation. Treat role confusion as a system problem, never as a personal failing. For your next step, read what is role clarity and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy to deepen your understanding of why this work matters structurally. Then use scripts for addressing role confusion that is silently undermining your team synergy when you need exact words for a conversation that has become tense. If you want to take your communication skills further, Say It Right Every Time gives you frameworks and scripts for every stage of this process. Role expectations clarity is the quiet work that makes team synergy possible. Do it well, and your team will move like a single thing. Frequently asked questions. What is role expectations clarity in a team? Role expectations clarity means every team member knows exactly what they are responsible for, what success looks like in their role, and where their work ends and another person's begins. It removes ambiguity so the team can focus on results instead of resolving confusion. How does role confusion affect team synergy? Role confusion fragments team synergy by creating gaps and overlaps in work. Tasks fall through the cracks, people duplicate effort, and friction builds between colleagues who are unclear on who owns what. Over time, trust erodes, and the team stops functioning as a unit. How do you communicate role expectations clearly to your team? Start by mapping each role against the team's shared goal, then hold a one-on-one conversation with each person to confirm their understanding. Write down what was agreed, share it with the full team, and schedule a regular check-in to revisit and adjust as needed. How often should role expectations be reviewed for team synergy? Review role expectations at least quarterly and immediately after any significant team change, such as a new hire, a restructure, or a shift in project scope. Teams that revisit role clarity regularly maintain stronger synergy and resolve small misalignments before they become serious friction. What is the difference between a job description and role expectations? A job description lists duties in general terms, while role expectations define specific outcomes, decision rights, and working boundaries within your current team context. Role expectations are living agreements, not static documents, and they need to be revisited as the team and its goals evolve. Why do managers avoid communicating role expectations clearly? Most managers avoid it because they assume their team already understands, or they fear that explicit boundaries will feel bureaucratic or create conflict. In practice, the opposite is true. Clear role expectations reduce friction and give people the confidence to act without second guessing. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.